إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. نشهد يا رسول الله أنك قد أديت الأمانة وبلغت الرسالة ونصحت الأمة وكشف الله بك الأمة وجاهدت في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاك اليقين، فجزاك الله عنا خير ما جزى نبيا عن أمته ورسولا عن رسالته. أما بعد، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, today we're going to start continuation of the series of the akhlaq, the characters and matters in which we deal with one another. As we talked about the foundations, we talked about the current issues and affairs, we will now continue inshallah the reason we worship Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula and the fruit of the ibadah as we discussed previously. And today we're going to start with something that we all need, which is al-rifq wal-leen, being gentle and lenient. No matter where you go in the world or what you hear on the news or what you see on your screen, we need this at this point more than anything else and more than ever. Even though we live in the West and we see that they treat us well, they treat their citizens well, they look after them in the best way possible. But some, in all fairness, some of those countries who claim to be civilized, just and fair, when they go to the other side of the world, they forget everything about being just and fair and gentle and lenient. As a matter of fact, they become the best people to ruin other countries and other lives and other families and other human beings, period. Not only that, they are the artists and the best magicians of making people disappear or appear on the throne as long as they go on their own ways. They turn governments around, take people off the history or a list of anybody that does not go with their own whims and desires. But that's not what we're after today. We're looking at the opposites. Because if you're lenient with your own father or mother or daughter or sister or your own son, that's an innate primal instinct. Allah has given you that. It's good. But what we're after today is above and beyond the norm. Being good to those who are bad to you. Being gentle to those who have not been good to you. And so on and so forth. Where do we get that from? From our role model. From the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us. He's your uswa. He's your leader. Let me give you an example before I go to his example. If you live in the first floor in a high rise, you can only see the ground and only what you see from above as you hover. But the higher you go, you can see more. So if you live in the penthouse, you have a larger view. And if you ride a plane, you can see everything on the horizon. So if you live just for yourself and lenient for your own, alhamdulillah, it's a step. But then you go further out, you're good to your family, alhamdulillah, that's better.
But now you look after your community better. And what's best than that? The Ummah. And you'll see the difference in the best of creation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that He was sent to us as a gift, as a rahmah mubda, a mercy for all of creation, all of nations, all of colors, all of origins, all of cultures, all of everyone. There is no prejudice on this one. So that's the reason we're talking about it, because what's going on around the world? It's the jungle law now. The rule is the strong survives. And if you're a dissident, or you're a critic, to my opinion, I'll wipe you out. You either taken out, or being snatched, or being imprisoned, or simply killed. But the cause of that is away from Allah, as the proof in itself. فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. You see, the scholar says, ba' here is called ba' al-sabab. This ba' is called the cause in linguistic, the Arabic language. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you, it's by the cause of the mercy of Allah, لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. You were lenient and gentle with them. وَلَوْ. He says that, the opposite. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَمْ فَضُّ مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. But if you were harsh-hearted, you were tough with them, aggressive, they would have fled and forsook you. You will see no one. So the scholars say this is the mu'adala. You see, this is the theory. And this is وَهَذَا قَانُونَ. It's the law. The law is that you have content of one that will be loved by Allah and the people, and another one that will be hated and disliked, abhorred by Allah and the people. So what is the content? Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them, لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. Lean, what we're talking about. He's talking to the best of creation. He's talking to the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chosen above all. Allah is talking to the one that He was given miracles, mu'jizat, that was given the Qur'an, that was given the Nubuwa, the prophethood and the message, the seal of the prophets and messengers. And he still is tested. When was the worst time, O Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, Aisha radiallahu anha, wa an ummahatul mu'mineen, was asking, ajma'een, when is the worst time? Uhud, when you lost 70 of the best of people, the closest, even your the most beloved family members, your own uncle that you loved so much. No. It was the time of Ta'if. Even though people were very harsh with him, feet bloodied, he's coming to invite him to Islam. Just say, La ilaha illallah, I want to take you away from the hellfire and take you Jannah. And that's how you treat me? Though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the story is long, though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored him, sent Jibreel in the company of the mountain, the angel of the mountains, Malakul Jibal. He says, Ya Rasulullah, I am the angel of the mountains, sent by Allah to you. Bi amrika, by your command, I will follow. Allah told me, follow His command. You give me the word, just like that. These mountains will set asunder, destroy these people that made a mockery of you. Now, it is easy for us sitting here to make a decision. But if you were in that place, and these people did that to you, and by the time that you were in the hottest rage, this was right after it, he was in the heat, and that battle was revolving in his mind, the blood was boiling. If you were asked to wipe these people out, it's fair to say that at least some of us will say, yeah, take them out. Don't you know who I am? You're messing with the wrong guy, man. Are you talking to me? Let me show you now. I know some people, and these were not people. These were the angels coming down. By the command of Allah, they would be wiped. But what did Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? No, don't do it. As a matter of fact, he didn't just say that. اعتذرَ عنهم. He made excuses on their behalf. Can you imagine somebody's mistreating you and you're making excuses? Or واستغفر لهم and ask Allah to forgive. اللهم اغفر لقومي إنهم لا يعلمون. Oh Allah, forgive my people, they know not what they do. Not only that, he asked in the future, عَسَى, maybe in the future from their offsprings, the people will come and say, La ilaha illallah. Rifq, lean. Now, it's the same. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we talk to him as an example, as a role model, as the uswa. A sahabi called Khawat, Aba Abdullah. Once on the journey, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw him sitting with women. So he did not talk to him while we were there and in front of the sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. But when they left, he says, Ya Khawat, Ma li araka tajlis ma'an nisa. Why do I see you sitting with women? And the brothers, the young brothers go, what? Is it haram, yani? What are you talking about, man? That's the norm, dude. University, that's all we do. We don't sit with the bros. No. No, that's these are the losers, man. I'm the man. Who the man? You the man. I sit only with the... No. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught him a lesson, hence teaching us of how we bring people back. He says, Ya Khawat, why are you sitting with women? He says, Shara da jamali ya Rasulullah. I'm missing my camel. My camel left. So I asked these women to have some woven, strong material so I can tie my camel and not losing him again. Sure. I'll buy that. But do you think Allah... He didn't say that. I'm just paraphrasing. You think Allah... If you say that, ya Shaykh, if you come and make excuses, because that's what we do when we go to universities, well, that's what we say. I repeat the same thing. I see the brother talking to Sister Susu. We will, you know, whatever it is. Habibi, what's going on, man? Oh, I'm just taking my notes, Shaykh. My notes, I missed them. I'm a professor, so-and-so. I lost it. So what about Muhammad, man? No. You see, Muhammad, that bad handwriting. Sister Susu has a really nice handwriting. Sure. So after when he saw him on his own, what do you say? He goes back. He says, فَتَجَنَّبْتُهُ. When I came back to Medina, I made sure I avoid Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. I don't want to see him. I'm embarrassed. So what did he do? He went to the masjid. Prayed. Ya salam. Khalas. Now he prayed. MashaAllah. الْهُدَى اللي نزل عند الروح ده شيخ. Wow. All of a sudden, I've seen a light. I found God. Allahu Akbar. MashaAllah. Good. I'm proud of you. So he started to pray. So Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم went inside. So he prolonged the prayer. فَأَطَالَ الصَّلَاةَ. Maybe after a long, يعني, I'll say the Baqarah, Ali Imran, Al-Nisa, MashaAllah. يعني. So Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, وَاللَّهِ لَوْ أَطَلْتَ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. If you go ahead, prolong. It doesn't matter how you prolong your prayer, I'm waiting for you. So it's okay, يعني, خلاص, خربانة, خربانة. But it's, I'm losing it. So I'm going to lose it. So you know what? It's السلام عليكم. مَاذَا فَعَلَ جَمَلَكَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ. Did your camel shut up one more time? Lost again? So wallahi ma sharad jamali ba'da al-Islam ya Rasulullah. By Allah, I did not lose my camel after Islam, O Messenger of Allah. Wallahi, this scares this poor slave of Allah. And I'll tell you why. This is the message for the dua, the message for the mashayikh, the message of the people who work in da'wah and people bring him back to the Islam. And wallahi, I blame myself so many times that I get scared. Wallahi. Because I cannot tell you to do something and I cannot do it. And I can't tell you not to do it and I do it. And that's the scary part. And the Shaykh knows there's this hadith that scares. So I learned something from even Habib. Wallahi. From that battle that everybody's talking about a few days back. I understand there's a balance between the two. Even Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, wardah, said the same thing. He says, if I see a person that has taqwa, I will put my face on the ground, tell him to put your foot on that, on my face. But then, he knows that everyone knows that Umar was strong, shadeed. The opposite of that. So Sahaba blamed him. Ya Umar, ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. He says, wallahi, لو يعلم الناس ما في قلبي من رحمة لأخذوا بي جباب. By Allah, and when people, if the people know only how much mercy I have in my heart, They would just drag me all over them. They would do anything with me. But like in al-amr. But now I have to be hazim. At this time, al-amr yaqtadi dalik. So the scholars say you have to have a balance. So with the enemies, you have to be sharp. But with the brothers, it's different. That's how Allah taught us, my brothers in Islam and my sisters in Islam. So if somebody gives you a hard time, ya akhi, steps on your foot in the salah, pokes you in a certain way, mislead you or abused you or misused you, oppressed you, somehow, be lenient in talking. And I'll give you some more examples because of time. Ya Allah grant us that, khuluq al-rifq and lean in our hearts, ameen. أقول ما تسمعون ما استغفر الله تستغفروا فيا فوز المستغفرين. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد. My brothers and sisters in Islam, this khuluq is very rare amongst us. So the scholars will tell you the condition of you getting that gift. I'll tell you why it's a gift. First, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told you it's by the mercy of Allah that you were given that. The one that we talked about. The second proof is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you that as a gift even in your family, in your home. So I want you to go home today, that's one of your homework. And speaking of homework, I'll do my best not to give you paperwork anymore. We'll just give a summary of the khutbah inshallah. And we'll post it online, either on the website or on the Facebook or the YouTube somewhere. So you can get a summary because we've gotten, you say so many things in the khutbah, we can't get everything. So can we get a summary? Actually, we can teach our family members or so on that these people did not come. So we'll do that inshallah. So the idea behind it is that having this rifq and lean is a gift. So when you go home, look at your own household. Do you fight all the time? Or there is lean between the two of you? Or your whole family, meaning even your children and your parents? You see, the scholars will tell you it's just a lip service. No, no. So they tell you what is the condition. It says, al-ittisal billah. It's the connection with Allah. So if you have a connection with Allah, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rahman al-Rahim, mushtaqqa, you derive from His names and attributes, the rifq and lean. Is what we're talking about, the gentleness today. So they say the most important prayer, the most important act of worship is the prayer, because that's what exactly where you get it from. Ittisal. As-salah is al-ittisal billah. The salah, the prayer, is the connection between you and Allah. So it's impossible for a brother to praise the proper way with every attributes and conditions and pillars of the salah that you will be tough with people. It's impossible. You see, that's why you will see brothers and sisters will pray and all the stuff, but their attitude, their character is terrible. Terrible. But their beard is down to here, Shaykh. Doesn't matter. Their thawb is so short, Shaykh. No problems. You have thawb, my man. You have the kufi. You have the miswak. No, habibi. That's not what it is. Alhamdulillah, that's good. I'm not belittling that, wallahi. Don't get me wrong. But the scholar says, if the reflection of your ibadah does not show up how you act, not what you say. And that's why we get afraid. Wallahi, it's not what you say, ya akhi, it's what you do. And that's what we're after, my brothers and sisters. Walk the talk. What's holding you back? Listen to this hadith of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Man u'tiya hadlan min al-rifq. It's in the third person. Those who are granted their share of rifq, gentleness, leniency. فَقَدْ أُعْطِيَ حَظَّهُ مِنْ خَيْرِ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. If you were granted this, your share of gentleness, that means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you the best in life and in the hereafter. Reflection. And that's why I'm telling you it's a gift, but you have to earn it. You can't walk around with the 111 and everybody out there is a kafir and everybody else is going to hellfire. You know the smile is a sadaqah, ya Shaykh. So when people complain that this verse leave Allah smiles and makes people laugh, it's okay, I'm okay with that. But my dear brothers and sisters, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us much more than that. Even in the qissa of Ma'is, the man that committed adultery, what did he do? He says, smell his breath, maybe he was drunk. He was giving him excuses. Rifq, lean. What happens if we hear somebody around the community? What happens? Oh. You know what, your brothers, blah, blah, blah. You know, we thought he was murdi. Sister, blah, blah, blah. Oh, no. Oh, girl, have you heard? No, you didn't. Now she's divorced. Oh, she divorced. Allahu Akbar. Call CNN and 911. Put it on the BBC bulletin. Is that what happens? Sheikh, rifq, rifq, ya Sheikh. Take it easy, my brother. Be gentle. وَمَا يُرَقَىٰ إِلَّا See what? The enemy should be what? When it comes to the da'wah, is different than that, as we mentioned in the fight. But he says, كَأَنَّ الَّذِي بَيْنَ الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَا عَدَوَىٰ كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ The one that you have animosity between, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, this is, we'll go to the Jannah, what do you say? Says you, I have animosity between different, a brother that backstabbed me from the back. We have plenty of those. You know, the brothers come in the masjid. Habibi, how you doing? You want some biryani? Come chill, eat some musa with us. As soon as he turned around, you know this blah 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 blah. He has a second wife from Dubai. He came here illegally and blah blah blah. Have you heard that? You sure you go with it? He says, this person here that puts you in trouble, the one that wants you lose, that's the one you treat like your bosom buddy. That's what Allah said, ya Shaykh. Why? Because I'm not interested in this dunya. Yes? Because wama yuraqqaha, Allah says, you will not enter Jannah except you act like this. Yes, we talked about ihsan. It's the ihsan. لَا تُحْسِنَ مَنْ أَحْسَنَ إِلَيْكَ وَلَكِنَّ الْإِحْسَانَ أَنْ تُحْسِنَ مَنْ أَسَاءَ إِلَيْكَ So everyone here, if you think that they're the worst, I want you to treat them like they're the best. This is the rifq and deen, my brothers and sisters. So, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says the hellfire is forbidden about three types, of a few more, some different narrations. Don't you want to be protected from hellfire? How much would you pay? Our whole life is to do that. As I mentioned, we want to be winners. So what is the definition of a winner? There are three types of winners in the Quran. The one that we're after is فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَازَ The one that was protected from the hellfire and granted permission to enter Jannah is the true ultimate winner. So Prophet Muhammad ﷺ says حُرْلِمَتِ النَّارِ عَلَى كُلِّ هَيِّنٍ لَيِّنٍ سَهْلٍ قَرِيبٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ Wallahi, the hadith is there, my brothers and sisters. The ayat is there. But where are the people who are going to take it and implement it? It's qanun. That's the law. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the hellfire is forbidden. It will not touch these people. Everyone that is lenient, gentle, easy. Easy what? In dealing with everybody, ya Shaykh. You know what? You stepped on my foot. Oh! يعني النحرم. We were walking, wallahi, I didn't mean it. No, I have to get this guy. I feel much better now. Wallahi, it's not that, ya Shaykh. Oh, he did this, he took, it's 99 cents. I gave him a dollar, he didn't give me one penny. يا عم رحم الله عليه سهلا إذا باع سهلا إذا قضى ظهر إن شاء الله. Everything is done. Allah says, Allah has mercy upon you. If you do that, being lenient with people, says قريب من الناس, close to the people. And that's the rule we started with. Says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ This is by the mercy of Allah that He has that character within you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So people were revolving around you, hovering around you. But if you were the opposite, people will leave you. So look around you, how many people actually like you and how many people dislike you. And that's an indication. So think, my brothers and sisters, this is the combination. Now thinking of others, when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even talking to the young, says, Ya Umayr, ماذا فعل نغير? Oh a young man called Umayr, used to have a bird called Nughayr. Used to talk to him, what happened? After one day, he saw him crying. He says, what happened? Says, مات النغير يا رسول الله. The bird that I had died, so he stayed with him, and you see him laugh, like he saw him cry. not just the old. No. رفقاً بالقوارير يا أنجشة. Be gentle with the قوارير, the glass vessels, meaning women. His way, his beautiful voice was that camels were swaying. He says, رفقاً بالقوارير يا أنجشة. He had gentleness with everything. With the old, with the young, with women, even the animals. The worst type of a shepherd. Al-Hutama, the one that actually destroys the camels. The one that is hitting. The one, he says, the camels are complaining to me. You overwork them and you don't feed them. So he said, Rifqan, you know they have organizations. Al-Rifq, Al-Hayawan. They have organizations, save the whale, save the this, save all the animals, save, save, save. I wish they have an organization called Al-Rifq Bil-Insan. Gentleness with the human being. So instead of throwing bombs around people and killing them for your own, instead of wiping people out by a button, and instead of grabbing people for embassies, or killing them, or locking them up, because they're so far away from Allah and the mercy of Allah, they don't have the rifq. Throw down, instead of bombs, throw down food. Spread the peace, spread the rahmah, spread the leniency, spread the gentleness. Wallahi, this world will be different. May Allah grant us the gentleness in our hearts and actions and deeds. May Allah make us among those who listen to each and follow the rest of it. أقول ما تسمعون أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يهدي لوردهم أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يهدينا إلى حسن خلق لا يهدي لحسن خلق الأنت اللهم اصرف عنا حسن سوء الخلق لا يصرف عنا سوء الخلق يا ربنا لك الحمد تنبغي الجلال وجب عظيم سلطانك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد في الأولين وفي الآخرين وفي الملأ العامين اللهم انصر الإسلام وأعز المسلمين وأعلي بفضلك كلمة الحق والدين وأذل الشرك والمشركين أعداءك أعداء الدين أوقع الكافرين في الكافرين أوقع الظالمين في الظالمين وأخرجنا من بينهم سالمين اللهم احفظنا بالإسلام قائمين واحفظنا بالإسلام راقدين واحفظنا بالإسلام قاعدين ولا تشمت بنا الأعداء ولا الحاسدين اللهم احفظنا من بين أيدينا ومن خلفنا ومن أيماننا وعن شمائلنا ومن فوقنا ونعوذ بعظمتك أن نغتال من تحتنا أقول ما تسمعون فما فيه من صواب من الرحمن وفيه من خطا من نسيان فمني من الشيطان والله ورسوله من وراء واعوذ بالله ان اذكركم به واجزاه واقم الصلاه